This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Adams County District Attorney says he's worried that the same batch of fentanyl that likely killed five people in a Commerce City apartment is still circulating in the community. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
DA Brian Mason believes the five people who died over the weekend thought the white powder they were using was cocaine, but instead they likely mistakenly took fentanyl, which is usually mixed with other drugs because it's cheaper.
And it was clear that they had taken the drugs and dropped to the ground. It happened that fast. They didn't have time to call for help. They didn't have time to give each other help. And there was a four-month-old baby in another room.
Mason says that baby and a sixth adult survived, and that law enforcement is now looking for the drug dealer who sold the group fentanyl. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Pueblo County officials are backing down on any support for nuclear energy after saying last year that the technology could replace the local coal-burning power plant. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
County officials were criticized by some residents last year after saying that nuclear energy was the only way to replace the Comanche Generating Station if it were to close this decade. County Commissioner Chris Wiseman now says they may have spoken too soon.
Sometimes we're wrong. We stepped out too quick on this particular issue. We did not vent the community in the way that we should have, and now we're trying to do that.
He says the county is no longer advocating for any technology to replace Comanche. Instead, he is leading a new group that will consider all possible alternatives. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
State lawmakers are trying to prevent thefts of a particular auto part that's expensive and easily stolen, and they hope to do so by going after the black market. One bill would require the state to certify aftermarket catalytic converters before they can be installed on new vehicles. Another proposal would require owners of scrapyards and metal recyclers to keep a log of all the catalytic converters they buy. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.